Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The city of Davenport is on track to piping down the freight trains passing through town. The city council last night unanimously approved safety upgrades for 8 public railroad crossings, which would allow the trains to refrain from blowing their horns. Ahead of the vote, 4th Ward Alderwoman Jade Burkholder praised the plan to establish a federal quiet zone, but remained skeptical.
We've got the Rubber Bandits games. We've got the farmer's market. We're building a new park where kids are going to be. And yes, we're going to have the bridge that goes over the tracks. However, how many times do you see kids with headphones on their ears, not paying attention on their phone?
The $3.8 million agreement with Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railway will install warning lights and gate arms at railroad crossings between Mound Street and Marquette Street. Construction is expected to finish by next summer. Today is the deadline for candidates in Davenport to file to run for mayor or the city council in the November 4th election. Meanwhile, many Democrats are seeing glimmers of hope after Tuesday's special election for a Western Iowa Senate seat. Iowa Public Radio's Sheila Brummer reports.
First-time candidate and mom Caitlin Dre celebrates an 11-point win in a special election for Iowa Senate. President Donald Trump easily won the district in Northwest Iowa's Woodbury County in 2024.
We have an opportunity to capitalize on this moment right now and into 2026.
Iowa State University political scientist Dave Peterson says Democrats have been outperforming Republicans in recent special elections, a trend that is likely to continue into the midterms.
All the polling numbers suggest that people are unhappy with the direction the country is going, that a lot of the policy initiatives that President Trump is passing are unpopular.
Peterson says that with stronger results, Democrats can attract better candidates and untraditional ones like Caitlin Dre. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
Des Moines Water Works says that it will get about $1.5 million in its first settlement payment over PFAS contamination. The utility this month was awarded nearly $10 million from the Minnesota-based company 3M in a class action lawsuit. The money will be paid out over 9 years. Other Iowa cities are also receiving settlement money. John Landy, an attorney for the utility, says the amounts for each claimant were based on flow rates and the levels of contamination.
It's not really possible to know exactly why our award deviated from the good faith estimate as much as it did, other than speculating that, you know, there were more claims with higher concentrations and higher flows than was initially anticipated.
PFAS, also known as forever chemicals, are found in a wide range of consumer goods as well as fire extinguishing foam. Exposure can put people at higher risk for certain types of cancers. The chemicals can also have negative effects on fertility and lead to developmental delays in children. Illinois' Secretary of State says a company that operates license plate reader cameras broke the law by sharing drivers' personal data. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
The Illinois Department of Transportation has installed nearly 600 flock safety cameras along highways, and police departments across the state use them. But Secretary of State Alexei Janulia says flock broke state law by sharing data with federal immigration officials and ordered them to stop, which it did. Janulia says an audit revealed what the company was doing, but he refuses to release it, citing an ongoing investigation. Flock told WBEZ it's unaware of an investigation, says it disagrees with Janulius's legal assertions, and has been given no basis for them. Attorney General Kwame Raoul's office confirms it has spoken with Janulius about the matter. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered flags lowered to half-staff in honor of the victims of the shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church and School in Minneapolis on Wednesday. Flags are to be lowered until sunset on Sunday. This is WVIK News.